West Indies fighting off the boredom as they prepare for England tests. The coaches of West Indies and Pakistan were giving Zoom interviews on Saturday, and there was one common thread. Now the talk is about how the test matches will pan out, rather than whether they will happen at all. This is progress. Phil Simmons and his West Indies squad are already in Manchester, where he said the facilities are second to none, and that his players feel secure. There are many challenges ahead, and he thinks one of the biggest will be boredom, since the squad must lead a hermit-like existence during their stay in England. The first test starts at Southampton on the 8th of July, with two more to follow at Old Trafford, beginning on the 16th and 24th of July. It may take a while for boredom to set in. At the moment, the guys just want to play and practice. Fortunately, we have some characters here, like Jason Holder, the captain, who keeps everything lively. He revealed the guys have been playing dominoes, which can be an explosive form of entertainment, as well as cards and golf simulation. They have been in lockdown for 2 months now. At least they can train together. On the cricketing front, Simmons is more concerned about the batting, which is weakened by the absence of Darren Bravo and Shimron Hetmyr, than the bowling. He spoke glowingly of the 22-year-old pace bowler Shima Holder and pointed out that the far more experienced Shannon Gabriel, a travelling reserve recovering from injury, could elevate himself to the test squad if he gets fit and performs well over the next 3 weeks. Mishbal ul Haq is now Pakistan's chief selector, as well as their head coach. He acknowledges that England will be at an advantage in their matches, since they will have had 3 games under their belt when that series begins in August. But we should have 4 good weeks of practice, and though we will miss the atmosphere of a crowd, we do play more often than most in empty stadiums in the UAE. He was cagey about any quid pro quo between his board and the England and Wales Cricket Board. Our first concern is about restarting cricket. It is not in our minds that the ECB has to do something in return. Getting the players back playing is most important. But there is a bigger picture. That includes the yearning for international cricket to return to Pakistan. This prospect may be enhanced by the current warm relationship between the ECB and the Pakistan Cricket Board. That some element of cooperation applies with the ECB and Cricket West Indies. It just so happens the CEO of Pakistan and West Indies, Wasim Khan, and Johnny Grave, respectively, are English and are highly regarded at Lord's and the Oval. Mishbah took the opportunity to send his best wishes to Shahid Afridi, who has contracted COVID-19 after volunteering to help in one of the poorer areas of Pakistan. Then he returned to more conventional territory. He also possesses a paceman of great potential, Nassim Shah. A 17-year-old fast bowler with 4 tests under his belt, who has already proved that he is quick, he has control, he swings the ball and has a good bouncer. He will emerge as a big star. That is the sort of talking point we all crave.